out of not wanting to be identified that there's some bit of darkness that we're walking in. It doesn't mean that darkness is in us, but it can mean that we're stumbling around in the mm-hmm. darkness. When we don't know, we're stumbling, stop and say, show me the light.
Show me
Turn the light
yeah.
on.
That's good.
It's simple.
That's good.
That's overcoming.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know.
Jesus is your light, and in Him is no darkness. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Pastors George and Terry Pearsons encourage you to search the Scripture daily. Be led by Him, continue to walk by faith, and begin to overcome obstacles this year.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're so glad that you joined us on the broadcast. Now, when I'm talking about we're so glad that you joined us, I had a thought, Terry, that there might be some people watching for the first time. And they're wondering,
who are the Kenneth and Gloria? Look at them.
Look at them. They look different on TV. No, I was just led to let people know that who do not know who we are, we have been a massive part of this family, the Copeland family, for a long time. You especially.
I have. This is something, you know, I've truly been all my life.
I married Kenneth Copeland's daughter. How about that? Well, we are...
Well, one of the...
Sorry. Yeah. I married the older...
Go ahead, say it. The elder, oldest
sorry,
one.
Sorry. Okay, yes. Dig this hole. Okay. Anyway, and we've been working here at the ministry for many, many years. Terry and I met each other at Oral Roberts University in Tulsa in 1975, and we've been going strong ever since. Got married in 1977, been working for the ministry here. Terry was the one
that
started.
Okay, you go ahead, do the math, you can
started,
figure it out, it's okay.
Terry started the television department here. Brother Copeland brought me in as when I finished that first year at ORU.
I brought you in, but they kept you.
That's true. And so I started the art department here. She went back for a semester, I stayed here. And this year for me will be 39 years? Is that right?
Yeah, 39
years. We've known each other for 40.
40 years this year.
40 years. I've been working here for 39.
These last 40 years.
And this is almost our 38th year of marriage. And it has been an awesome privilege to work with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in this ministry. We so believe in what they do and what they do to help the body of Christ. And so I just thought I'd let them know who a little bit of who we are today.
We are. Yep.
And they allowed us to be on this broadcast together.
I'm so glad they did.
And we are talking about something very important, prophetic words for 2015. What has the Lord been saying about 2015? How do we approach these words? How do we utilize these words? How do we put them into practice in our lives so that these words become real to us? And on Monday, Pastor Terry so eloquently taught us about the ministry of the prophet. It was awesome. If you've not seen any of these broadcasts, go back. You can go back to the website, kcm.org.
The 30-minute. Tell about the 30-minute.
And we've also recorded a 30-minute broadcast that you can go online and look at. It's a 30-minute synopsis, really, a compilation of what we've been doing this whole week. And the reason we did this was so that you could watch it and be refreshed in these words from the Lord, as well as share them with your friends. You'll be able to share and get them out to others so that they can hear what's going on. What, like Brother Copeland says, what about 2015? And the Lord is laying out to us, what about 2015? And we've learned so far that 2015 is the year of the open door. Pastor Terry talked about that on Tuesday. An amazing teaching on the year of the open door and what all that means. And then yesterday we talked about the word that Jerry Savelle was given by the Lord, and that is the year of visitations, manifestations, and demonstrations of the Holy Spirit. Oh my gosh, I just get chills thinking about that. Just the power of God behind that. Today we are going to be talking about a word from the Lord that Brother Copeland gave called 2015, the year of the overcomer. Father, we pray over this broadcast today and thank you for utterance in the Holy Spirit. Thank you for revealing to us, Lord, what does it mean? What does it mean for us to be in the year of the overcomer? Father, our ears are open to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, what we are going to do is, in looking at this word, we need to take a look at the letter that Brother Copeland wrote, his partner letter for January. And this partner letter details this word from the Lord. Now, these partner letters that come out, I read these things sometimes and they are like a prophetic word
that comes to it.
And they are a prophetic word.
They are.
They're a word to the body of Christ.
Well, he prays until he finds from the inside the word of the Lord to his partners.
Exactly. Exactly. So, in this word from the Lord, 2015, the year of the overcomer, Terry, you've got a copy of it right there. Let's just take a look at this together and read down through some of this into the word from the Lord, because I believe that everything he says coming up to it, really leading into the importance of the word itself. It says, "Dear partner, years ago I heard the Lord say, the person who lives by faith never has to change his lifestyle because of the times." This gives me an indication. When I heard that this was going to be the year of the overcomer, one of the first things that came to me was, perhaps there's something to overcome. Perhaps something is going to happen. Perhaps we're going to see some things happen that we need to know how to live as overcomers. And that's why he said the person who lives by faith never has to change his lifestyle because of the times. Most people, even Christians, pay little or no attention to faith in God until disaster strikes and then try to stir up some faith.
I like that word emphasized. He said, then try to stir up some faith.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to do. Build your house in the middle of the storm's hard to do.
Yep. I just think it's interesting, Terry, and I've learned this through the years watching Kenneth and Gloria do this and the way they just pull apart the Word of God. But I'm seeing things even as I'm reading this right now. Christians, some of them pay little or no attention to faith in God until disaster strikes. This is a warning, warning, warning. And then they try to stir up faith. Thank God for His grace and mercy, which endures forever, but faith doesn't work that way. Habakkuk 2:4, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38, all state the just shall live by faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. No word, no faith. So right there in that first paragraph, it's like a setup.
Mm-hmm.
It's a setup to the word from the Lord. And I'm hearing His voice, and I'm hearing the voice of the Lord in that paragraph saying to me, you need to be stronger in your faith. You need to be making absolutely sure that your lifestyle is a lifestyle of faith. Do you see that in there, Terry?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
So much going on up here. When the word of the Lord comes saying, 2015 is going to be better than 2014, and it will be. But then another word comes saying 2015 is not going to get better, but worse, and it will be.
That's right.
God is speaking to two different groups of people. Now, as I just read that, I am reminded of the word from the Lord that Brother Copeland gave some years ago about everything is going to be all right in the household of faith.
But the key was the household of faith.
The household of faith.
I remember another word that he gave, though, that said, these are the best of times, these are the worst of times. Now, of course, that's pulled from a great novel, but the Lord took those words and used it so to catch our attention.
Yeah.
They are both.
They are both.
You know, when Jesus was here, you did a search one time about what it was like when Jesus walked
the
earth.
Condition.
Just what the condition of the world. It was horrible.
It was awful.
It was a horrible life expectancy, the oppression. But yet, for those that were walking with Jesus,
oh my.
It was the best thing that had ever happened. So it's very possible for more than one thing to be happening.
I carry that word in my Bible with me from 2010. Everything is going to be all right. Because I'm reading this. I'm getting this right now as I'm sitting here reading this. I hadn't seen this before, but until disaster strikes. And this word from the Lord through Brother Copeland, this is during the convention, Fort Worth Convention, August 6, 2010. He started out, and I won't read the whole thing, just a paragraph, but the world is in serious trouble, but for the household of faith and all those that will cling to my word, everything is going to be all right. The world, I tell you again, is in serious trouble. Some hard things are coming in different places around the world. Difficult times in a lot of places. They're that way now, and they'll not get better. They'll continue to get worse and worse and worse. It's on a downhill run that the world cannot stop. But for the household of faith, everything is going to be all right.
Now, that's not talking about, I mean, there's a general household of faith, the people that have come to know the Lord.
Yeah.
And it will be all right in that heaven will be all right, brother.
Yeah.
But there's a more specificness to that, and the people who on purpose cling to the Word of God, using their faith, believing and trusting God. Whose report will you believe? The report of the Lord in the face of trouble, in the face of the world spinning downward. And since 2010, I'd say things have gotten worse.
I think so, too. And, you know, I'm looking at the very back of this letter of Brother Copeland's, but I'm led to read this to you right now. He said, what a year. It will belong to those who live by faith.
Who live by faith.
Or, as you said yesterday, it'll belong to those who overcome. Who overcome.
Did I say that?
You said that.
Oh. Okay.
So, the first... And he's talking about the two groups of people. The first group are those living by faith in God as Jesus commanded. The other are those who walk by faith, who walk by fear, which is actually faith in the devil. The second group is not aware of it, of course, but it's not faith. What's left? Fear. Who is the spirit of fear? Satan. Two groups. Two groups.
It shouldn't be that way.
Shouldn't be that way.
It should be the house of God and others, but sometimes the people should be in the house of God are not living like they are, so they don't reap the benefits of it.
Terry, this is a warning.
It is.
I'm hearing it more in my spirit now, sitting here with you. This is a warning to the body of Christ. And he had us look at Proverbs 4:18. It said, but the path of the just is like the shining light that shines more and more until the perfect day. The Amplified Bible says the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that grows brighter and brighter every single day. That's group one, the righteous. And he said, the path of the just who live by faith gets brighter and brighter. Now he says, look at verse 19. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. And then he wrote, they not only stumble, but they have no idea what the stumbling blocks are. Darkness, that is Satan's environment. But we walk in the light as he is in the light. 1 John 2:10.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Mm-hmm. He said, we walk in, it's darkness and you don't know what the stumbling blocks are. We shouldn't take offense when we are stumbling. We don't know why we're stumbling.
Yeah.
To realize that's darkness. 1 John says, when you're stumbling, don't say, that's not my problem. That's not my fault.
Right.
It says, you're in the darkness. But the best thing you can do is just admit that, recognize it, and go to Him. Go to the Word and say, Lord, show me.
Yeah.
And He'll show us the light. The entrance of His Word brings light. It's foolishness and pride to say, well, it couldn't be me. And out of not wanting to be identified that there's some bit of darkness that we're walking in, it doesn't mean that darkness is in us, but it can mean that we're stumbling around in the darkness. When we don't know, we're stumbling, stop and say, show me the light.
Show me the
Turn
light.
The light on.
That's good.
It's simple.
That's good.
That's overcoming.
Yeah.
It's not always some great big something. It's overcoming, puts aside your own pride and says, Lord, I'm stumbling here. There's darkness here. I don't see, but I'm asking you to show me the light. Yeah. And he's faithful.
Yep. We need to step on over into group one.
Group one.
And make sure that
in
we're
every
staying
area.
There. In every area,
you know,
of our lives.
We could be enlightened some ways and not in others.
That's true. That's absolutely true. And so we need to step on over into that. And I saw page one of Brother Copeland's letter as a warning to us that it's in addition to what was said back in 2010, that the things were going to get worse and worse. And we have seen things, Terry. We have seen just abominations that we have not seen before, things that are taking place, things that are happening. But for those who are in the household of faith, those who will use their faith, take their stand, walk on the Word of God, refuse to allow fear to come in, everything is going to be all right, and they will be numbered as those who are overcomers. Mm-hmm. Joshua and Caleb were overcomers. We are well able, they said, to possess the land. We are well able to overcome. Then there were others who weren't. Two separate groups. Two different, totally different groups. And we must make a quality decision that we are going to be part of the group of overcomers.
And this is all very timely in the whole plan of God. We started off this week by talking about the coming of the Lord,
yeah,
and how all,
yeah,
of this is, yeah, the year of the open door. Yeah. All of these pieces are pointing towards not just the arrival of the Lord, but, mm-hmm, the process, the unfolding, the revealing, right, of His coming.
Yeah.
We look at the book of Revelation, and we understand that from chapter 4 on, it's beginning to lay out the tribulation. But you know what? Chapter 1 is a revelation of Jesus. But chapter 2 and chapter 3 are addressing very specifically,
yes, yes,
to those that overcome.
Yeah.
But He names the things that have to be overcome. Each church, He talked about some different aspects. And the things that had to be overcome, we've got to rise up. Because, yeah, Jesus was, His eyes were flaming fire. Now, that part of Jesus, we haven't seen a lot of, but it's Him.
Yeah.
And it's right here, chapters, yeah, 1, 2, and 3. You see His attitude about it. I wrote down a few things, if I could be,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
These were just some of the things that He mentioned that He was not pleased with. And this is what puts you over, some of the things that would put you over into non-overcoming, that dark place.
Right.
He says there's great distress coming, great trouble. He said, but some of you have left your first love. And he said, that has to be overcome. That tells me that it's very easy to draw back. It's easy to, you know, maybe go to church, maybe not. Oh, I'll stay home this morning. I went last week. I went last month. Or I go to church, do my duty, but we check that off. But my first passion, not just love in a general sense, but my first passion. He said, talked about the immorality, and he said, this is something I hate. He's talked about how he hated those that caused the saints to believe that immorality was okay and that it didn't really matter, and distorted message of the forgiving and the power of the cross. Yeah. He talks about, he was those that tolerated Jezebel and her sexual immorality.
Right.
Now, these are all things, in being lukewarm, he said, I'll spit you out of my mouth. He said, you have to stir yourself up, walk in righteousness. And he was very pleased with those that did not give in, did not yield, and did not profane His name, but they kept His word.
Yeah.
There's an opportunity,
yeah,
coming.
Right.
There's pressure now.
There's pressure.
But it's going,
mm-hmm,
to squeeze more, mm-hmm, and more. That, yeah. Evidently, this year, there'll be an open door to the squeeze.
Yeah.
You could say 2015, the year of the squeeze.
The
great squeeze begins. That's what tribulation means, is, yeah, a great squeeze. Pressure. But the overcomer is the one that doesn't give in to that,
that's right,
turns their back,
that's
on right, what the popular trends might be, no matter where they come from, that overcomes our own physical, natural, everything from gluttony, foul mouth, violence.
Sure.
All of that.
Yeah.
Get it out.
Get it out.
and walk with Jesus.
Fear, get it out. So Brother Copeland writes here, what about 2015? The word of the Lord came to me saying, 2015 is the year of the overcomer. We will walk in the greatest supernatural victories of overcoming faith which we've ever seen or heard.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to read that again. We will walk. We will walk. We will walk. I can hear it, Terry, in the morning when I'm giving our confession.
I know that's what you say.
We will walk in the greatest supernatural victories of overcoming faith which we've ever seen or heard. And then he quotes 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. And so he says here, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? The
yes.
answer is yes.
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 Then?
He said, then you are an overcomer. If an overcoming is not if an overcomer is not overcoming, the problem is not the devil or the government or anyone else. Faith is the victory. Then he said, say this. So we're going to do this.
Okay.
You're going to do this.
I'll
say this.
You.
I am an overcomer.
An overcomer.
I believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
That Jesus is the Son of God.
Therefore,
say this now. Therefore,
I am born of God.
I am born of God.
Whatsoever is born of God,
whatsoever is born of God,
overcomes the world.
Overcomes the world.
That would be me.
That would be me.
I believe.
I will.
I take it. I have victory over the world.
I have victory over the world.
I am so grateful for it.
I'm so grateful for it.
I forgive.
If I have aught against anyone.
I have faith in God. Now listen, Terry, he pulls it together with these words that we've been talking about thus far. Take the words, like Jesus, only say what we've heard the Father say. Don't ever let the words of the Father depart from your mouth. Be like the Apostle Paul in Acts 20:24. Whatever is happening around me, think and say, none of these things move me.
None of these things move me.
I'm an overcomer. Jesus has opened the door. For my victory. By faith. I am walking through it. I walk in visitations. Manifestations.
And demonstrations.
According to the Word of God. I am an overcomer. In Jesus' name. And there's nothing. In this world order. That faith won't overcome. Praise God.
Praise
God.
By the blood of the Lamb.
And the word of His testimony.
And there's one little piece after that.
Yeah.
And they love not their life to the death.
Yeah.
There's nothing more precious, not even life on this earth itself, than standing in faith in Jesus and the Word.
Praise God.
Overcome. By the blood of the Lamb,
the word of our testimony,
the word that we speak.
That's right.
And the fact that we love Him more than we love itself.
That's right. 2015, the year of the overcomer. Pastor Terry and I will be right back.
When your faith is in Jesus, all things are possible. Jesus is the open door to salvation and to every new arena that God wants to lead you into. By reading Jesus the Open Door by Kenneth Hagin, you'll learn how Jesus is that open door, and you'll learn what other doors have been opened for you to walk through now. God has given prophets to help His people all throughout history. Pastor Terry Pearson's teaches the truth about the ministry of the prophet. Learn how your reaction to what God is saying through His prophets will determine the effectiveness of their words in your life. Additionally, the 2015 Prophetic Words pamphlet is included so that you can keep these words from the Lord with you and review them daily. Be built up in your spirit by God's written and prophesied words. Lastly, Kenneth Copeland has dedicated his nearly 50 years of ministry to teaching people how to live by faith. In Faith How It Works CD set, he gives the foundational principles of faith and how we can experience its results in our own lives. Your faith in God and in His prophetic words can effect great change. Be part of the experience. Learn to hear God's voice in a whole new way. Order your copy of the Faith for the Prophetic Word package for only $39.75. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. You possess world-overcoming faith. Be full of hope and armed with God's word and wisdom. Order the Faith for the Prophetic Word package today.
I'm so glad for the opportunity to just tell you a little bit about this package we're offering. First of all, we're including the pamphlet 2015 Prophetic Words, and these are the three main words that we've been talking to you about this week that you're going to want to hear about. Then Brother Hagin's book, Jesus, the Open Door, and this is the foundation mm-hmm. for the open door. Jesus is the foundation for everything that opens us to God. Faith, how it works. Jesus said, "When I return, will I find faith?" So this is essential to the return of the Lord, is for us to know about faith, how it works, how to put it to work, and to become stronger in faith. And then this little series I did a number of years ago on the ministry of the prophet. And as partners, friends, viewers of this ministry, it's good for you to recognize the ministry of the prophet. And when we say the prophet, we don't mean that Brother Copeland's the only one that there is, but to understand how the ministry of the prophet works. And there's a lot in here that's in light of his ministry and calling. So I encourage you to get that and order it, and you'll be blessed by it. Let us know. Let us hear from you, feedback on Facebook and so forth, because we want to know how these broadcasts have ministered to you.
And not only these broadcasts, but the special internet broadcasts that we've done a compilation, condensed version of this full week is available to you right now online to be able to watch and share with others of what we've been talking about here. And these words from the Lord, you can get them in a half-hour package and send them to your friends so that they know.
Real easy. You just go there and click on it, and you can send it to
people. You can share. That's right. Listen, I want to encourage you, if you need prayer for anything, call our prayer line here at KCM. These are wonderful, trained people who are working here as prayer ministers. I know so many of them, and they are beautiful people who know the Word of God, who stand on the Word of God. And if whatever country that you're in, just look online for our hours where you can call and receive prayer. Let me pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray over everyone that is watching, and I thank you that these prophetic words are working and coming to pass in their life. And Lord, we praise you for the open door and for the visitations and for the overcoming that we are going to be in this year. And Lord, we are thankful that you are supplying every need that they have according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for this nation, that this nation is fulfilling her purpose and her plan. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hey, tomorrow we're going to be talking about a word from the Lord that Brother Copeland gave, a new birth for America.
Did you know a nation can be born again?
A nation can be born again. Listen, this is Pastor George and
Pastor Terry
reminding you that Jesus is
Lord.
Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith. This week's Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Receive God's great grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. May 14th through 16th, the Copelands welcome you to the 2015 South Africa Victory Campaign at Rhema Church in Randburg, South Africa. June 5th and 6th, come experience the 2015 Peru Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland in Lima, Peru at the Eduardo Vivos Coliseum in San Borja. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas.